one that I could borrow and put in there. So that was kind of the thought, and that way you'd have a, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to build a small, you know, terminal-like device with some processing capability with a built-in mesh node, maybe a Wi-Fi access point to serve others, maybe also an internet gateway if you're so inclined to put that in there, and some other things. The question has been whether you want to add a battery to it, or you want to put batteries in a separate container, and batteries take up a lot of space, so we're, you know, horsing around with that, with that question as to whether we put that in the second case. But it's certainly been an interesting adventure. I'm inclined to put the battery in a separate case and instead put a 2-meter 440 radio in there, and maybe even a second Raspberry Pi for something, for a special function of some sort, or a phone or whatever. We're kind of horsing around with that, but the idea is that you'll have a attaché case size box with, number one, the essentials for a portable operation, but also the essentials for an experimentation platform. So you'll basically have a power distribution, an IP switch, connectivity, and all manner of things. Maybe some extra 5-volt power in there and some other goodies. Yeah, so all sorts of things come to life, and you can, tinker with other stuff while it's all in one case. So that's the thought. And if the compromise is you have to carry the battery or even a small AC supply separately, it might be worthwhile to do that. So we'll see. By the way, Ellie, one of the thoughts I had was to put a very small lithium battery in there, along with, let's say, a 4 and 8 amp cable wart switching supply for everyday use. And then, of course, you could have a deeper supply in another case for experimentation and/or field deployments. And that would just be in a separate case. So, as they say, film at 11. Anybody else have any thoughts about these little go kits or experimenter kits, et cetera?
Just a comment.
Comment.
KGBAR, EC2GI. Gordon, are you talking about that little 7-inch Raspberry Pi display that you put like a Pi 3 in the back?
Yes, sir.
My son-in-law, the tinkerer that he is, he gave all of the grandparents one for Christmas, display with a Pi 3 in it, and told us we just had to, you know, touch the screen until the Wi-Fi password was asked for. We entered our passwords, and that was it. And it connects directly. Each picture frame connects directly to a little server he built down at the house. And as he drags pictures of the kids in, it automatically gets distributed to all of the grandparents' picture frames automatically. So I'll just walk through the room and, oh, there'll be new pictures there that weren't there a day ago. It's that's a pretty cool frame, and it does have a lot of extra ports on it. It's very interesting. Back to you.
Yeah, we saw the cases, and the Pi, as you mentioned, sits behind it. Again, I wasn't sure how much depth it borrows for that. So, with the case, how much depth is behind the screen?
Stand by, I'll go get it.
Isn't he a good guy? W2TTTK2BAR. Well, anyway, the whole point of this is that, you can run, obviously, with a keyboard and a mouse and stuff like that, and I intend to. But having a touchscreen there, too, is just god-awful convenient. And, you know, Ali, you have a touchpad keyboard that's kind of neat and nifty. That just screams to be integrated with yours. And yours is Bluetooth, if I recall, correct?
Affirmative on that. I have that. It's a tiny keyboard, pretty much as the size of your hand palm, and it also has pretty much a 2x. I would say it's 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch trackpad on it. It connects to the body using a dongle. I believe it is Bluetooth, but it's not really the Bluetooth standard itself. Like, you can use it for other Bluetooth applications, but it's pretty much very good for that kind of application, to have it to the Raspberry Pi and just walk around with the keyboard.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Sure, yeah. Well, if you don't mind, shoot me a URL for that. That keyboard board and touchpad, that might be useful to have. How is it powered? Is it rechargeable battery? Is it just charged through a USB port, or do you have to put like a AAA battery in it?
That's affirmative. It's a lithium battery, and it charges using a micro USB port that you can power it up from the bar itself or any other power supply, but right now I charge it once, and I believe I use it for, I have been having it for over a month now. I don't use it like every day, but right now it's still in high power.
That's excellent, okay. Yeah, if you can text it to me and maybe post it to the ComTech group, and I'll do the same with the display once I get it. I don't want to post it there unless people are happy with it. Rich, you back?
I am. All right, I laid it so the Pi is laying flat on my desk and the screen is up. And it is 1 7/8 inches deep.
To the back of the screen or the front of the screen?
All right, picture this. The screen is pointing towards the ceiling. The Raspberry Pi is down. And from the surface of my desk to the top edge of the screen, so that's the most, the biggest diameter. It's 1 7/8 inches.
That's awesome. So just FYI, you know, there's some supporting plastic inside the case of the DS-130. Lid, like in a grid pattern, but I think we can cut away major portions of that, and it would still be very stiff. And if we strategically place that display, we don't have to take it all the way down. We could take it down in pieces, just where we need to hold the edge of that frame. So I may have to go get one of those cases that you're mentioning, Rich, and that Ali was asking about. Ali?
Yeah, Gordon, actually, I if you get the case or like the frame for the screen, I would really appreciate if you actually share that with me, the link for that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll do you better. I'll order two of those cases, because it basically it not only holds the screen, but it also holds the Pi behind it.
You can just share the link with me, and I can order that. That's fine.
All right, fine. All right, very good. I will do that. Rich, thank you very much for taking the time to measure that out. And if you don't mind taking a picture front and back, and maybe posting it to the ComTech group, if that's possible.
I got pissed off at Yahoo, and I deleted all my Yahoo stuff, so I no longer have access to that. So I will email you directly, and I actually took the back off and taken the picture of the inside of And just so you know, there are four USB ports. One Ethernet port, one HDMI port, and one audio port, and of course the 5-volt, little mini 5-volt for the USB to power the Pi and that kind of stuff. So it's a pretty cool little thing, and I will email them directly to you or text them directly to you, Gordon. The email would probably be better. We can take more pictures that way. And I'll forward them on to the ComTech group and anybody else who would like them. I'm just watching kind of the with a lousy HDTV picture on rabbit ears. I'm watching the award ceremony. Not to mention the shootout goal of the Olympic women in hockey. Sitting here, it's awesome. Anyway, it's like a stop clock. Every 20 years or so, we can beat Canada or Russia in Olympic hockey. Anyway, just FYI, the Miracle on Ice team in 1980 was 38 years ago today. Just thought you'd like to know if anyone cares. Alrighty, back to this. That's really great. And Rich, our goal is to basically have a really low power but high functionality device that we can take into the field and use to monitor our mesh networks, or you know, if we want to, you know, take it to Kitnite, it's a development platform and a demonstration platform to which you can add other things and make things work. You know what I'm saying? And it is a touch frame, by the way. I just emailed that to you if you want to take a fast look at it and let me know if you need some different angles. Which email did you send it to? Oh, now you're technical. Stand by. W2TTT at ATNT.net.
Perfect. That's fine. Thank you, sir. Today is the 22nd, correct? Okay. Oh, here, that's the last Thursday of the month. Actually, I have to get my report out for Aries. Alrighty. I will take care of that as well. Let me take a quick look here. Stand by. I'm just looking through the three pictures here. Hold on. I'm having trouble downloading the files, but it's not your fault. It's mine. Hold on.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Okay, first one looks good. Second one is fine. The third one is even better. I think we're good. It's very fine. So that second picture, if I just understand right, is taken at what angle now?
I guess I was taking out of the ports, maybe?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's a picture of the front of the picture, so I see it's the front of the screen. Yeah, okay. I got it. Yeah, as soon as my tablet here decides to behave itself, I'll forward this on to Ali and the rest of the ComTech group. Is anybody here not a member of the ComTech group that wants this?
W2TTTK2BR.
Alrighty, Rich, thank you very much. It looks very attractive, and 1 7/8 inches is like, you know, from front to back is just awesome. Ali?
Gordon, did you email that already, or not yet?
No, I did multiple downloads, and it's kind of acting, my tablet's having to play catch up, so just bear with me here.
Right, no problem. You can email me later if you want. I'll look at them later, but thanks for sharing that with us, Bob.
Rich, thank you very much again. That's awesome. Alrighty. Another thing to think about is, again, power distribution and the like, and don't be shy about figuring that out. because, you know, having 5 volts or 12 volts in there is really important. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a small rig runner inside, and then on a relatively small fuse, but enough to power everything normally, a single fuse, I will have a bunch of devices, maybe 4 or 5 other very low current devices that will be there. They might share off a single 5 amp fuse on a rig runner, but individual ports won't be fused. And I think that's kind of my strategy. Rather than, you know, put a 12 port rig runner in this thing, get away with a 6 port rig runner and one of my little power pole dongles. Alrighty, and we'll put a network switch in there, and as I said, an access point, and probably a network, you know, wireless network port, as well as a port for a wired network you just plug into, and these bulkhead connectors, they'll be mounted neatly on the case. Haven't decided where I want to drill those holes. That's the other thing, but we'll work on that next. My guess is it's going to be one of the sides, meaning if it's laying down, left or right, not certainly not the back or the front. I don't think that's a good idea. So anything else from anybody else other than Rich or Ollie first? Okay, Rich?
No, I'm good. I'm going to say 73s to everybody and give everything back to the net. If you need anything, more information on this, Gordon, just send me a text or an email and I'll take more pictures. But it's not a bad thing at all. It's you take 2 fingers, you got to touch the screen in 2 locations, and it takes it from whatever application it's running in the closed mode and gives you back to your menu, and it's, you know, regular Windows screens type of stuff. Back to the AC2GI in 73.
Okie doke. Will do. And Ollie, I'm going to, you know, forward this email to you, and then I'll forward it to the CompTech group overall. Anybody else have anything before I hand it to Ollie? AL0Y.
K2BAR, AL0Y. Go ahead, Gordon.
No, I was asking if you wanted to make any more comments.
No, that was pretty much informative tonight. Very good information. And, yeah, thank you, and thanks to Richard as well. That's it for me, I believe.
Okay, I have sent it to both you and the CompTech group. So anybody else would like that, it's on its way. Alrighty. Let's see. I will dig up the URL for that case and send it to you shortly. That'll come on your phone, okay?
Gordon, yeah, that would be great. AL0Y.
Alrighty. Well, look, I want to thank everyone for participating in the net tonight. Before we secure, are there any other topics people would like to bring up or any questions? Alrighty, well, thank you everyone again. It's been an informative net, and it's always a pleasure. You never know what you're going to trip over. As I say, it's good to know if we have people sandbagging. You never know who's going to show up with a good piece of information that's relevant to what other people are doing. So I want to thank everyone for their participation tonight and their interest, and look forward to next week's net, and have a good weekend, and you know, as they say, charge your batteries and get your shacks organized so you have a little more room to tinker. It's all about the tinkering. 73 and Godspeed, K2BAR, W2TDT, off at clear, 73.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. W2UHF, repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS, repeater. Use PL151.4.